بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation on the salah described and still in the pillars, al-arkan. And from the pillars we have reached the ruku', the pillar of ruku'. The ruku' is a pillar, is a rukun, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 77, قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا. So Allah commanded a ruku'. And it is known that this legislation of ruku' is not just mere ruku'. It's not just mere ruku'. And therefore, since there can be no just mere ruku', then we must take the meaning of the verse to indicate the ruku' in salah, that it refers to the ruku' in salah. And also the another evidence is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the one who did not perform his salah perfectly. He told him, ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا. Make ruku', bow, until you feel at ease in your ruku', in it. And thirdly, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, continuous action of doing the ruku' in salah. And we know that he alayhi salatu wasalam commanded, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me praying. And fourthly, the consensus of the ulama, of the scholars, that al-ruku' is ruknun la budda minhu, is a rukun, it's a must action. Now, how long the duration of ruku'? We discussed this in the early chapters on the beginning of this series on salah. So the obligation is that the person bends to a position where his hands touches his knees and back straight, looking in the direction of sujood. All of this we discussed in the beginning of this series on the salah described, so inshallah you refer to that. Now, the second, following the ruku', the next rukun is al-i'tidalu minhu, rising from ruku' till standing straight. This is known as al-i'tidal from ruku', rising from bowing till standing straight. This is the next pillar, and this came in the hadith. Take for example the authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 1, hadith number 759. The hadith of Abu Huraira, once the Prophet ﷺ entered the masjid, and a man came in, offered the prayer, and greeted the Prophet. The Prophet ﷺ returned his greeting and said to him, go back and pray again, for you have not prayed. The man offered the prayer again, came back and greeted the Prophet ﷺ. He said to him, thrice. And so, he told him, when you stand for the prayer, say takbir and then recite from the Quran what you know, and then bow with calmness till you feel at ease. Then rise from bowing till you stand straight. Then rise from bowing till you stand straight. This is the famous hadith known as al-hadith al-musi'i salat, the one who did not perfectly or perfect his salah. Now, there is an exception to this. The exception is the second ruku' and what follows in Salatul Kusuf, in the Salah of the Eclipse. That is a sunnah. That is a sunnah. The second ruku' and what follows it in Salat al-Kusuf. That is a sunnah. So if a person makes Salat al-Kusuf like the regular Salah, then his Salah is correct, I mean, it's valid. And we know that Salat al-Kusuf, in each rak'ah there is two ruku'ahs. In each rak'ah there is two bowing postures. In each rak'ah, now you get the in Salat al-Kusuf, there are two ruku'ahs. The first ruku'ah is rukun. The first ruku'ah is a pillar. And the second ruku'ah is a sunnah. If someone leaves it, then his salah is valid. Also an exemption or, yes, the unable person, al-ajiz. So if someone suffers from an illness in his backbone, whereby he is unable to stand, then in this case, this drops, this rukun, this pillar. Also, if the person is hunchback, his back is humped, convex, whereby he cannot stand straight, then it is not binding upon him. Sufficient for him to make the intention and say, when he, reaching this position of rising from ruku', is to say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. This is concerning the ruku', the pillar on ruku', and the pillar on rising from ruku' till standing straight, which is known as al-i'tidal. So we talked about now two pillars, al-ruku', the second is al-i'tidalu minhu, standing or rising from bowing till standing straight. The next pillar is as-sujudu ala al-a'dha'i as-sab'a, prostrating on the seven bones. The second is, or the next one is, السجود على الأعضاء السبع, prostrating on seven bones. This is a rukun, a pillar, because again, in the verse we cited earlier in Surah Al-Hajj, this also applies here in 22:77. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا. The same argument, or who you believe, bow down and prostrate yourselves. The same argument holds also that this is a rukun in salah. Also in the same hadith we gave earlier, the hadith of al-musi'u li salatihi, al-musi'u salatu, the person who did not perfectly perform his salah, the Prophet ﷺ admonished him and said, ثُمَّ اسْجُدْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا, prostrate until you go into calmness in sujood, feel the calmness in sujood. Thirdly also, because the Prophet ﷺ did this continuously, it's not sufficient to make the sujood. One must fulfill it completely by making the sujood on the seven bones or the seven parts, which are al-jabhatu ma'al-anf, al-jabha, the forehead, along with the tip of the nose. Al-jabhatu ma'al-anf, the forehead along with the tip of the nose. And al-kaffan, both hands. Wal-rukbatan, both knees. Wa-atrafu al-qadamayn, toes of both feet. These are seven. And the evidence is the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the reference you can have volume 8 in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 268, and in the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum radiallahu anhuma, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أمرنا أن نسجد على سبعة أعضاء. We were commanded to prostrate on seven parts. الجبهة, the forehead, and he pointed to his nose. والكفين, and both hands. والركبتين, and both knees. وأطراف القدمين, and the toes of both feet. Following the sujood, then the next rukun is al-i'tidalu minhu, rising from sujood, or al-i'tidalu anhu, rising from sujood. This is between the two prostrations. Right? You understand? This is between the two prostrations. And following also is the Jalus, is the sitting between the two prostrations. So rising and from the bowing and sitting between the two prostrations. So these are any additional pillars. These are additional pillars. And the evidence for that, the sitting between the two prostrations is a pillar, because the Prophet ﷺ told the one who did not perfect his salah, he told him, ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ, then raise your head and sit, حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا, and sit with calmness till you feel at ease in the sitting position. So this is a must. As to the way the person sits, in Salah, the sitting position, we described it also earlier when we began the series on the Salah described. Also, a pillar, the Rukun, in all of the previously mentioned Arkan, in all of the previously mentioned pillars, At-Tuma'nina is required, calmness, settlement, at ease, tranquility is required. And the evidence for this is in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ in teaching this person who did not do his salah well. He told him, حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ, until you become at ease or feel at ease, because it's inevitable to have this state. What's the extent of اطمئنان, which is a rukun, the feeling at ease? The correct opinion is that it should be to the same extent required to say the wajib during a rukun, to say what is obligatory while performing a pillar. So this will be the extent of the calmness or the tuma'nina. What's the wisdom behind the tuma'nina, this calmness? The wisdom is to know that the salah is a worship where the person converts privately with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he is not in a state of calmness, then it becomes like play. So are we commanded to just bring any mere movement? No. Had the salah been just had the salah been just mere movements and sayings, then doing it as such will free us from responsibility, will free us from the legal responsibility. But on the other hand, to have the impact of salah on the heart as a light and life, give life to the heart, this cannot be attained except in a salah where there is calmness. And we know the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Muslim, As-salatu nur, as-salah is a light. Light in the heart, light on the face, light in the grave. All of it is light. So when we leave the salah, when we leave our salah, do we find this light in our hearts? If we don't, then there is definitely a defect, without any doubt. And that's why it is mentioned from the Salaf, rahimahumullah, that the one who is not refrained, whose salah does not refrain him from doing the evil, then it will only increase him distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if he had prepared or done his salah correctly, then it will entail that it will refrain him from evil and wrongdoing. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut 29:45, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. This is information from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is asserted by the article inna, by the article inna. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Very as-salah prevents from fahsha, great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, etc., and munkar, every kind of evil, wicked deeds. And so, if one makes the salah and doesn't find in his heart tendency to prevent him from the fahsha and the munkar, then he should know that he only prepared a salah which frees his responsibility only. And we see that this happens. A person enters his salah and leaves it as if he had done nothing. No impact. And if some of the days, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon him from his favors and his heart becomes present and takes time and focuses on the calmness and what he says and what he acts, then he will leave in a different way, in a different manner. He will leave in a better way, in a better state, and will find the effect and the taste of this even after a while. He would remember this salah where his heart was present. And this happens a lot when a person checks his salah and he does not feel comfortable in the way he is doing it due to defects and so forth. He remembers days when he did the salah with tranquility and he can tell the difference. Now, we will stop here inshallah ta'ala, and we continue the rest of the pillars in the next discussion. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.